Hey, John.
Hey, Jake. Good afternoon. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, good, good. So thanks for texting back right away. Now, obviously, we had some catching up to do a little bit just to make sure everything is on the same page from yesterday. So we're doing the month-to-month program, doing $100 of Facebook ads, develop the website for you, and then get you the Google optimization, and it's priced at $249 a month.
Right. So, you have some questions about the website optimization. So, what does that entail?
You mean like what does our programming team do?
Yeah. What exactly are you guys providing regarding, like you build it, like you don't build out a website or what? You know, what level?
Yeah, did you check the website that I sent you the link to? I know you were on the job yesterday, but did you check it? Or if you pull up the text message I just sent today on that same text message chain, you have a link to a sample website for us.
Oh, yeah. Forgot about that.
You're good.
Check that out.
Let me know when you pull up fine finish painting.
Yeah, I'm on the page now.
Okay. Again, this is going to be obviously customized to gratitude painting, however you want it, whatever photos you want. We can use our stock photos if you like. That's fine. When you look at the services dropdown, you can see all the different service items you can have included from our about 50 right there, right? So you just have whatever options you want to choose. If there's any customized ones that you want, that's fine. Main thing on the website that's meant to help you grow more easily is the way it's set up for cell phone optimization. If you're looking at it from your cell phone, you know what I'm referring to, where when you scroll through it, you'll see the click to call button and the logo at the top, which will be gratitude painting, of course. Those stay at the top at all times. So someone can easily get a hold of you the moment that they're interested in that. It's a high point.
Right. Okay.
So that's included in the package. Us building this out
right.
for you.
Okay. So
and then
is there,
if we secure
is that
gratitude,
included in the monthly price?
Yeah.
Okay. So that would maintain my website.
Yeah, we would build it out. We'll maintain it. All that is part of the $249 a month. Correct.
Okay, and then what would be the domain or, I guess, yeah, of the website?
Your business name is Gratitude Painting, or is it Gratitude Painting LLC, or is it
Gratitude
specifically
Painting.
Just... Okay, so we will try to secure gratitudepainting.com. If for whatever reason it's, like, something that's been purchased and held, like, as though it's, like, maintaining value as its own domain... We'll get something very, very close to gratitude painting.
Yeah, no, I have the domain already is what I'm getting.
Oh, okay. So you just have to provide us the domain and then we'd build the website onto it.
Okay.
What's the domain that you have right now?
Gratitudepainting.com.
Oh, so you have the exact domain. See, there you go. Perfect. Just makes it easy. So, yes, how it works is, you give us access to the domain. We build out the site onto the domain. We're going to host it and all that fun stuff. Now, because it's your domain, it's important to know the exit plan if you ever decide to stop with us, right? So I want to be very upfront with you. When it comes to website design, we still own the coding or content, if you will, right? We're including it as part of our service. But if you ever exited with us, but you like the website, you know, to the point where you want to keep the website as is, we'll maintenance it or we'll maintain it. We'll give you the white glove service, just website related and nothing else. Let's say you said, John, I want to stop Facebook. John, I want to stop Google, but I just want you to maintain our website. It's $50 a month if you stop everything else.
Okay. And then, All right. So say I didn't want you guys to maintain it. What if I just wanted to walk away with it? Do you guys sell it or what? Or
we don't sell it. The intellectual property, since we have about 10,000 clients nationwide, this coding is one of our, like, kind of bread and butter intellectual property to mm-hmm. help people grow on Google. So the last thing we would ever, you know, want to give away is like the copyrights to that. So you already own the domain. That's the only thing we'd ever sell to someone is their domain, like if they wanted to keep the domain. But as far as the actual intellectual property of the website, that one thing,
okay.
I think the owner of the company has said this very specifically, that's kind of our secret sauce. We'll never sell the code. I'm like, all right. That's fine.
I hear it. I hear it. Okay. Something to think about. So, all right.
Yeah, that's why I let you know up front, like, if you do ever exit, it is $50 a month. We would restore your website back to whatever its current presence is today if mm-hmm. you ever wanted, like, a full exit from us. But, I mean, we don't ever want you to get there, to be honest. I mean, our whole structure
yeah.
is to be successful with you. So the exit plan means we failed, which I'm sure we wouldn't want to come to that point either.
Right. So when it comes to, like, getting up on, like, the Google page and stuff, is that, like, money that you guys are having to, like, invest to, like, get me on there? How does that work, you know?
It's a couple things, right? So we don't invest direct dollars from you to push you to the top, but we uh-huh. invest tens of thousands of dollars with Google each and every month. So to say that we have a little bit more pull, while that might not be quantifiable, I do know that we have a really high success rate because I go and check in all my clients, like usually after even, you know, 3 weeks to 5 weeks. And I definitely see, the northward progression, if you will, in real time. So it tends to work really, really well. I haven't really seen any client in the last at least, 6 months of me checking more diligently to where they're not getting that traction on the first page. But to be fair to you, Jared, the bigger ticket item that a lot of people get success with that they don't even expect is the Facebook ads, just because
yeah.
of how Facebook's algorithm is structured.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm ready to give it a shot here, man.
Okay. So you got about 10 minutes and then I'll do the questionnaire, right?
Sure.
Okay. And then I had your last name is Laskowski, Laskowski, correct?
Yeah, that's right.
What is the physical address of the business? And if you don't want it published online, that's okay. We can do that too.
1188 62nd Street, Bentonville, Michigan, 49408. And yeah, we don't need that. I don't need that published.
No worries. 1188 62nd Street, 49408, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then what's the domain? It's just specifically www.gratitudepainting.com, right?
Yes.
So they'll ask you during your onboarding call to get access to the domain. The things that you'll want to get access to, let me just see. Do you have a Google business profile up? I forgot if I checked for that last time.
I don't think so, no.
Okay, I don't see one. Okay, so we'll help you make that. So that has to be something that is initiated by the human being who owns the business. Google does some bona fide vetting and whatnot, so we will guide you through that. You'll get an email when we're done with the call today just walking through the initial steps. Most likely, just to give you preparation, they're going to ask for a video that if you do have required licensing in the state or like a business license or anything like that, they'll ask for things like that. Other things they'll ask for is like live video of your work truck, things like that. So just be prepared.
Yeah.
Google definitely does some vetting. It used to not be like this, but as you imagine, with all the world of like deep fakes and whatnot, they realize that this is kind of important for
sure
businesses and clients. So, all right. So Next thing, I'll just go through a couple questions here just to make sure I get everything set up right. Now, for the card you'll be using to set this up, it's also in the name of Jared Liskowski?
Yeah.
Do you want to have anyone else be able to call in and make changes to your marketing plans other than you directly?
No.
Okay. If ever that changes, just let us know.
Absolutely.
Now, as far as painters, painting contractors, what other key terms do you want us to use to start, like, you know, your search to get that, like, keyword search for your results?
Cabinet painting.
Okay.
Cabinet. What were the ones that you were already using?
Just the three basic ones: painters, painting contractors. Those are things that people usually look for.
Yeah, I mean, you could do interior painting, exterior painting, I suppose. I don't know how specific it needs to be.
Yeah, those are helpful ones, and then we'll do more after that. Just so you do interior, exterior painting. Do you do power washing as well?
Honestly, I'm not trying to target those kind of jobs, no.
Okay.
I mean, we,
and then,
like, specifically in the targeting, you know, we will.
Do you do commercial painting?
Yes.
Okay. So commercial painting, commercial painter. Okay, that's a good starting point. Obviously, if we do more, if you're doing any, like, stain work or anything like that, you know, we'll put that in there. If you do epoxy, we'll indicate that as well or something like that, okay?
Sure. You know what? Let's actually refrain from using the commercial targeting.
Okay, no worries.
Yeah.
Those jobs take too long, or you don't have good luck on the payment structure, or?
No, I'd say right now I'm still not necessarily trying to tackle something that big.
No worries. You're like, let me get a larger crew going before I try to put up scaffolding on my own, right?
Get some pipeline built up first before I start taking on.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay. Not using anyone else for SEO services at this time, right?
No.
Okay. Onboarding call takes about 30 minutes. We can schedule any time tomorrow. Earliest call in the day is 10 to 11. Last call of the day would be around this time, 6 to 7. Which time frame would you prefer?
Yeah. Tomorrow is actually going to be a terrible. I have.
We can do Monday.
Stuff. Yeah, we could do Monday.
So Monday, same schedule. Latest is 6 to 7, so like around this time.
Okay. I think I have something going on at 5:30 to about 7, so that late part wouldn't work. Maybe we could do
10 to 11 is the earliest, and then any hour in between.
4:30 or something.
Okay. Yeah.
4:30
I can do... I can pencil it in for 4:30, and then I'll just tell them, like, it'll be in a window of 4 to 5, but I'll tell them, hey, give a call at 4:30, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's do that. We're usually pretty amenable to that. So you're going to get an invite right now just to with that window on Monday. And, of course, if you need to reschedule, that's fine. As long as you're communicative with us, we will happily reschedule whenever you need us to.
Right.
All right, you should be getting the invite right now. Okay, from Jay Kyle at Local Splash. All right, let's see there. 6:10, 4 to 5. and just put there 4:30 if possible, or as close to 4:30 as possible. You're also going to get an email sent to you that walks you through how to set up the Google Business Profile, as I mentioned, with the whole video process and whatnot. In your industry, do you have, like, either a business license or a specific license for what you do?
Do you mean like a LLC?
Either a business license, or if you have a certain, like, trade certification. Certain states require the trade certification and whatnot. So
yeah, no. So I don't have, like, a painter's license or anything like that, or a contractor's license.
Okay.
I have, you know, liability insurance. That's about all the documentation.
Okay. Then do you have any registration within the city or anything like that, or like a business license that way?
I don't think so. No.
Okay. It's okay. You don't. If you have insurance, that's a good start. I'm just going to, I don't see nothing on paper. So just to let you know, this is just for Google's sake. It doesn't stop you from advertising in any way. Sometimes Google gets a little tricky with this. If they get tricky, your truck, if you have business card, any other, like, written literature that represents your business helps in that regard. Okay.
Right.
And they're not as much of a stickler with the world of painting as if, for whatever reason, if you were a garage door repairman, they're very, very strict. I don't know why.
Sure.
It's very interesting how they do that. And then you want us to build out a Facebook page for you, or you already have one, like the business profile?
So I have a profile already on Facebook.
Would you mind sharing me the link for that?
Would you guys be putting in your secret sauce on that too? So if I backed out, I wouldn't get that either.
No. You own your Facebook profile. Thanks for asking that. But we would refresh it with, like, a digital business card and things like that. But you retain ownership, because that's just really just uploading photos. It's not
coding.
So
if you wanted to, like, freshen it up, that's totally cool. But it is currently active.
Yeah.
I could send you over a link.
Yeah, that's fine. So if you send me over the link of whatever that business page is, I just put in the notes here, yes, you needs his current Facebook profile refreshed. So I just put there, yes, you need it refreshed. And so we'll do that there. Yes. And then you do want the website built on your current domain, right?
Yeah. What if I wanted a different domain, actually? One second.
We can buy another domain for you. So the only thing is that changes the exit strategy there is if we buy the domain for you, if you want to buy the domain from us,
right,
for whatever reason when you exit, it's $99. If you wanted us to do the whole maintenance thing like I was talking about before, it's the same exact price, that $50 a month. So that doesn't change
anything.
I
guess I'm only thinking... Yeah, honestly, it wouldn't really matter either way. I'm going to go with my domain, probably.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
All right. So we'll use your own domain.
I'm
going to
send over that link right now. Yeah.
Appreciate it. And then last two things here. We'll get into a little bit more detail on this during the onboarding call on Monday, but we provide two other services that are not an additional cost to you. But one is a call tracking service. I think I mentioned this briefly, where instead of the number being 0821 like your direct number is, it's going to be slightly different on your Facebook and Google and website. The main reason is so that way you can hold us accountable for what we produce for you. So the calls go straight through to you. You'll see the numbers the calls are coming from. So there's no difference into if I called you directly today. The only real difference is on the back end, through the dashboard where you see the analytics, you'll also see the call volume, so you know exactly how many calls have been produced from our marketing efforts versus calling you directly who already knew you.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's included there as well. And then what zip codes do you want us to focus on, or specifically what cities outside of Fenville do you want us to focus on?
Yeah, if we could focus on... So including so obviously my zip code, and then South Haven is the surrounding city that I'd like to target.
Okay, South Haven, I see that there.
Saugatuck.
Close by there, Saugatuck, okay.
Douglas.
All right.
Hamilton.
Okay, Hamilton, mm-hmm.
Olland.
You said Holland, like the bigger city up north, right?
Yep, Holland and Zeeland as well would be fine.
Zeeland, okay. Other names that I see is Makatawa, Nordelus, and then to the east, Allegan?
Allegan. Allegan. I'm debating on Allegan.
No worries. Well, this is a good breadth right now of what to focus on. If you want to add in anything else, feel free to reach out. This is just an idea of where we're running Facebook ads. Of course, the radius on Google will show there. We'll still put that you service those areas. So if there's any other service, like cities that you service, just let us know by Monday's onboarding call that, and we'll throw those in too, okay?
All right.
All right, but that's a good breadth of advertising for Facebook. And then last thing, what do you want your hours of operation to show online?
Online, I would like it to show probably 8 to 5.
Monday through Saturday or Monday through Friday?
Monday through Saturday.
Saturday, do you want a shorter shift or still 8 to 5?
You could do like a 9 to 3.
Good man. Yep. Saturday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. And then Sunday closed, of course, right?
Yeah.
People still call on Sunday, no matter how many times you say you're closed.
I know.
All right. So we'll be good on that. And then, so, and then we've said, do not publish,
publish
physical address on GBP, Facebook, or website, home base. All right, everything is good on the questionnaire side here, Jared. Last thing I'll go through is the 3 minutes. We'll do a voice verification portion of the call. It's just the recorded portion of the call where we outline everything that we're including here. To reiterate a couple of the timelines, as I mentioned before, but, you know, I know it was yesterday when you're in the field. Facebook ads will be live within 7 to 14 days. Your website will also be live within 7 to 14 days. The Google Business Profile, once you get that verified, it should already be visible online, but then the next step will be getting it like optimized to like push towards the top, if not at the very top of the list. That usually takes us 30 to 45 days to where you start seeing that upward traction. But as far as having it online, again, it's pretty much as quick as Google gets it verified for you. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also allow you to choose a security question. To be 100% transparent, sometimes there are bad actors out there noticing that you are online, and they will call in and sometimes claim they are local Splash because we are well known enough in the industry that people recognize structures of our website if they, you know, are kind of like trying to ride our coattails, so to speak. So we allow you to choose either your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Okay. Am I picking
which one
right now?
Yeah, whichever one of those three you want for the security question.
We could do first pet.
Okay, and the answer to that is?
Samson. S-A-M-S-O-N.
Got it. Okay. So let me just get that going there.
is that going to be case sensitive at all?
No. So basically, if ever there's, so moving forward to on this, just to walk you through the process, we, starting on Monday's call, we're always going to call from 877-635-6225, the number I sent you the text message from. So that's mm-hmm. why I send the text messages, so you have that readily available to save as a local splash on your contact.
I'll do now.
But in the event there's any confusion, this is how it would go. We'd say, you'd ask us, what's my security question? And then we'll tell you the security question, and then you tell us the answer, and then we type it in. Because we don't even see the answer after today. So we'll type mm-hmm. it in, and then it'll validate on our end.
Sure.
And that way we can't do any changes to your profile if you ever wanted to test us, unless we can validate that. And the reason why we do that too on our end is kind of a double test, is I don't know why someone would call in pretending to be you, but if ever they did, mm-hmm. you know, that's why we'd have to be able to validate that answer on our end before we made any changes to your file, if that makes mm-hmm. sense.
Yeah.
So. All right. Almost done here. One more thing to reiterate. We talked about this yesterday, but in case you didn't catch it in the conversation, we do have a one-time setup fee. It's $99. So today's charge is $348, and then every month thereafter is $249.
All right.
Okay. What is the address connected to your card? Is it the same one, the 1188 62nd Street?
Yeah, I believe so.
All right. Okay, I'm ready for the card whenever you are, and then I won't process it until we finish the quality assurance portion of the call.
All right, 6011-0042-0633-8358.
8358, and the expiration?
0427.
And then there's the three digits on the back?
651.
All right, give me 1 second. And again, the name on the card, Jared Laskowski, 1188 62nd Street in Fenville, right?
Yeah, Jared K. Laskowski.
Gotcha. Okay. All right, so before we process the card, I'll go through this, again, the voice verification portion of the call. Once we're done here, you're also going to get everything in writing via email and text message, so that way you can click and view your initial invoice. Again, it's going to outline the things we talked about, timelines, initial mm-hmm. payment and future payments and everything like that. Okay. So you'll have that, once we're done here. But, for the purpose of the, recorded portion of the call, I have your name is Jared Laskowski and the business name of Gratitude Painting. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Jared. Well, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This, portion of the call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. Now, to ensure the accuracy of the order, please state the name of your business.
Gratitude Painting.
And please state your name and title within the business.
Jared Laskowski, owner of the business.
Okay. And, of course, as owner, you're authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and you're also an authorized user on the billing of this card account, correct?
Yes.
All right, Jared. Well, to get results as fast as possible, it's important you're actively involved in your campaign. So thank you for taking a Monday's onboarding call. And again, we have that scheduled for 4:30 on Monday. Now, as a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors and sometimes bad actors not related to Local Splash, which is why we provided you the security question to verify the calls coming from Local Splash and not another company in the event of any confusion. When we do call, as I mentioned before, we'll always call from 877-635-6225, and that's beginning with Monday's onboarding call. Now, when we do call, Jared, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
As well as I am able, yes.
Okay, fair enough. Appreciate that. If ever you can't, answer right away, shooting a text message gets to everyone on the team, so we'll be able to acknowledge that too, okay? So just communication mm-hmm. is definitely key to make sure this working relationship works out for both of us. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing Google representative, certified Google marketing representative, do you also agree to disclose should you take on any additional online marketing efforts with other companies during the term of your agreement?
Sure.
Okay. And that's the only reason for that is if you double up on SEO providers, you're not going to be happy no matter who you double up with, just because we'll both be kind of chasing towards the same thing together, if that makes sense. That's why we asked.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, June 6, 2024, in the non-refundable amount of $348. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month, also on the sixth day of the month, in the amount of $249. This will be a recurring payment. But of course, Jared, this is a month-to-month program, so you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. Just be sure you speak to a live representative. And if you do choose to cancel, while we would hate to lose you, to prevent charges for your next month of service, make sure you contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'll go ahead and process your initial payment for the $348. Bear with me one moment, and then you'll get your email invoice and also text message saying, welcome to Local Splash. Should get that shortly. Okay, everything's good to go. Again, you'll get that email and text message. They're going to get a second email also for the Google business profile, like walkthrough there to get that set up properly on your end. If you have any questions, let me know. One thing I'll ask for you to do, if you could review that invoice and terms and conditions just so you can walk through that. You have all the time in the world because you have until Monday, but if you could do that before Monday, when you're walking through it, as long as everything lines up with what we talked about, you go ahead and sign that as Jared Laskowski. There's 2 check boxes at the bottom to check as well to acknowledge that, and then that'll be good to go for Monday. Just so you know, a couple things on that won't be applicable to you. Like, for example, there's some details about like a customized like website and cancellation fee and whatnot. That does not apply to you. I want to be clear to that. That is only something we used in the past when we were building a website from scratch. But now that we have the coding copyrighted, it's not customized, you know, at that level anymore. We have to worry about it. The other thing is there's something about Google guaranteed in there. Again, those don't apply to you, so just be advised about those things. Just some details in that terms and conditions are for customers who opt into other levels of marketing. We haven't talked about it yet, Jared, just to be honest. I know of your experience in the past with a couple other vendors, so we try to earn your trust at the you know, base level and then build from there, okay?
Sure.
Nice. Okay, so any other questions that you have, you know, feel free to reach out between now and Monday. You can always send me a message through text on that 877 number. If you want me to call you directly, just text in, hey, John, give me a call. Even after you're onboarded on Monday, I'm always going to be available to reach back out if you need to speak to me about anything indirectly, okay?
All right.
All right, Jared. Hey, thanks so much for, you know, getting this taken care of today, and we'll check in on Monday, again, around 4:30 to get everything set up for onboarding.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Excited to work with y'all.
Yeah, we're definitely excited to show you what we can do. I appreciate you and your time.
Awesome.
Have a good one now.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.